want to share something very, very valuable today. You can utilize this in any area moving in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is spiritual, but in Him we live and move and have our being. We move in Christ. Amen. We move through the door of Christ. We move into union with Christ. We move into union with the Father. We move into the rest. We move into the living waters. We say we move. Amen. In any area of the kingdom of God is accessed and operated by faith. It's faith, but there's specifics of faith. And I want to share something with you today, especially regarding the person of the Holy Spirit, His ministry with us here. Everybody here is probably baptized in the Holy Ghost, tongue talking, devil stomping, mountain moving, all of that. But I want to teach you how to make Him very, very real in your life. He's ever present. Holy Spirit, the Bible actually says He will never leave you. The scripture said he did not leave you as an orphan. An orphan is fatherless. The Father did not leave us as an orphan. He said, I didn't leave you as an orphan. I will not leave you comfortless, King James, but actually the word orphan. He doesn't leave you just because you can't feel Him. Doesn't mean He's not there. I want to teach you how to feel. Amen. Somebody says faith is not by walking by feelings, but feelings help a lot. I want to teach you how to get the awareness of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the functions of the Holy Spirit. He does a lot. He's intricately involved in every part of the right hand of God. You cannot even go through this map without Him. He's the one that taught us this map. The Bible says He shows you things to come. He does show you future things to come because He is the seven spirits of omniscience. But actually that word means He shows you to come because there is no word things in the Greek. He shows you to come. And that word come is ekrokomei, which means to transfer jurisdiction. He teaches you how to transfer jurisdiction. If you even meditate where He said that in 14, 15, 16, 17, it was all about going to where He is. Jesus said, where I am, there shall you be also. I will send my Holy Spirit and He'll teach you how to come to where I am. He's going to teach you how to transfer jurisdictions and come to where I am. Where I am, there shall you be also. You can't go without Him. He's the one that's going to be your leader, your guide, your helper. Amen. He's a comforter. We know Him as comforter. That's a Greek word that means parakletos. That's where you get paralegal from. It's actually a legal assistant. He actually represents you before the throne of grace. I remember the day I met Him as a lawyer. I was in my prayer closet sitting there, and the presence of the Lord came in there, and it was like almost audible voice. The presence of the Lord filled the room, but then this real heavy presence, I was sitting in my chair, and this real heavy presence in front of me, and then another presence came in behind me. And the Spirit of the Lord came, and it's almost like audible when God speaks with that kind of voice. And it's exactly what He said. I want to introduce you to the heavenly lawyer. And I felt Him come up from behind me. It was this amazing encounter. And from that point, He unlocked the revelation of spiritual constitution and how to develop the constitution for your life and how to work with the vision that God's given you to bring it to fruition and how to develop those constitutions. We have walls in our prayer room filled with it. Glory to God forever. So the Holy Spirit, when I met Him as the heavenly lawyer, He has a lot of different functions. But you can go day in and day out and not even know He's there. The Bible says He will never leave you. He will be with you, the Bible says, forever. Forever. But I want to teach you how to become aware of His ministry, because He's the one that helped you get into the right hand of God. He is also the one that's going to be with you here. In the earth, in the marketplace, in ministry, in your family, you can become aware. I want to teach you how to become aware of His presence to the degree you will start feeling His atmosphere. You'll start sensing Him coming up around you. When you get Him in an atmosphere of your life, when you're aware and He breaks out in an atmospheric type of operation in your life, at home, in business, when He does that, things will go well for you. Amen. He'll supply a covering for you. Abraham knew him as the exceeding great and precious shield. Abraham knew that he didn't have to rely on himself, that God shielded him. Amen? Glory to God. So listen to this verse right here. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. He said, let the communication of your faith may become effectual or effective. Your faith, the communication, the operations of your faith will become effective. How many of you want effective faith? Now, what we're going to do is shift this faith right now into the awareness of the Holy Spirit. And you do that, you're going to start seeing a lot of things shift and change in your life. You're going to start having actually joy in your life. You can shift yourself right out of oppression. You can shift yourself right out of undue circumstances, right into the presence of the Lord. You can shift atmospheres. When you're in an atmosphere you don't like, you can shift that. It's not you providing that atmosphere, it's Him. That's His part of His ministry. He is providing that atmosphere. If you're going to be an atmosphere changer, you can't do that without Him, because He's the one that shifts the atmosphere. Amen? So He said the communication of your faith becomes effective by what? The acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ. There's a lot of, no matter what the devil says to you, there's a lot of good things in you. Amen. Sometimes you don't always feel that because you're looking at the wrong man. If you look at the old man, you're not going to sense anything good. You can't look at the old man because that's not what he said, acknowledging of every good thing that's in you, where? In Christ. There's a lot in you in Christ. In fact, the Holy Spirit did not even come take residence in you until Christ reforged and formed your spirit, made you a new creation. He came to live in the new creation. He's certainly not living in the law of sin and death. That law of sin and death was broken off your spirit. That's why you're not a sinner saved by grace. You were a sinner. You were saved by grace. Now you're a new creation in Christ. That law of the spirit of life in Christ reforged your human spirit. And then the Holy Spirit, that's why you get born again. And said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? You're born again. And then you invite Him to come and live and encase into your spirit. He lives in Christ in you. That's where He dwells. Amen. That's why He can stay with you even when you're not with God. Your flesh might not be with God, but He's with you because He's encased in Christ in you. He's safe there. Hallelujah. Now, contrary to popular belief, He doesn't come and go. He's always there. How to get connection with Him is a different story. You got to get connect, because listen, you can get baptized in the Holy Ghost, born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, healed and all of that, and then start getting into the mundane things of life. And not even sense His presence around you. There are things that you can do immediately to sense His presence around you. And you can practice it. Say, practice it. And it's not that hard, actually. But it requires some things. Amen? First of all, it requires some understanding of what His ministry is. His ministry is very multifaceted. The Holy Spirit doesn't have one, but He has multiple operations in your life. Amen? So it says the communication of your faith becomes effective, say effective, by the acknowledging. So we can acknowledge a lot of things. You can acknowledge Christ, the Father dwells in you. He actually dwells through the person of the Holy Spirit. But the Word of God dwells in you richly. Amen. The living doorway to the kingdom of God dwells in you. Christ in you, He's the door into the kingdom. But today we want to talk about the acknowledgement of the person of the Holy Spirit. And His ministry and the things that He does. He's a comforter. He is a helper. He's a great, great teacher. I trained under some very powerful men of revelation before the Lord separated me into the revelation of the right hand. But that's where I learned of Him as a teacher. And I learned to sit. I can actually move into a place in the spirit. It won't take very long. Revelation will just start flowing. That's just an open heaven gifting upon my life. But I can teach you how to do that, praise the Lord. I can also teach you how to get His presence around you. You have to understand when the presence of the Holy Spirit, one of the things, go to John 16 for a minute. I want to clarify something. Then I'm going to teach you how to get His presence rolling. How would you like to walk in an atmosphere of favor around you where the kingdom is attracted to you? People are attracted to you. It's the law of attraction. The Spirit of God is upon you. I promise you the kingdom will be attracted to you. If you're wearing the world system in heaviness and oppression and lethargy, and you're wearing 20 years of your past, nothing's going to shift for you. You're going to wake up and think something's going to happen. It's not because you don't have an atmosphere that's attracting the right things. The Holy Spirit produces that. And you can shift your life immediately. Well, he'll shift it for you, but you got to know how he does that. The biggest way he does it, you become aware that he's with you. He's aware that he's in you. You become aware of his ministry and what he does. Amen? I'm going to just share a few things of what he does, and I'm going to teach you at the latter part of this message how to actually become aware to the degree you'll start sensing his presence around you. Amen? You'll start sensing his glory. I want to teach you how to sense it in you and around you. Important, you got to get the presence to where it gets around you. Do you feel a perimeter of his presence around you? When you get to that point, things are going to go well for you. Because that means he's in the jurisdiction. It's easy to feel his presence when you're in the right hand of God, because you're in the kingdom, but I want you to practice it here too. Because here, when you start getting the presence of the Holy Ghost around you here, there are things that he brings with him. There are things, and when his atmosphere gets around you, something's going to shift and change in your life. You need to get him from in here to out here. Now in the service, during worship corporately, that's going to be a given. It's just going to happen. But when you go home, when you wake up in the morning, on your way to work, in traffic, having to go to a job, the dead-end job, it's like, when am I going to get out of the brickyard? You can shift the atmosphere. You have to walk around with an atmosphere of favor around your life. Otherwise, you're going to get an atmosphere of fear and negativity. The world system will provide that for you just like that. Don't get clothed in the world when you first wake up. The last thing you need to do when you first wake up is grab your phone and look at the news. You don't need the world prophesying to you. When you get up in the morning, that is the prime time to get clothed, to exchange who you are, and to get the Holy Spirit in the atmosphere of your life before you go out there. Then he becomes your exceeding great shield, and your day will go a lot better. If you start your day in gloominess by the end of the day, you're already in bad shape. Our day needs to go from glory to glory. Amen? Now, John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he'll guide you in all truth. He'll not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, he'll speak. He'll show you things to come. That's ekakamaya. That word things is not there. He shows you how to come. He's going to guide you in the truth. Really, where he's guiding you is into the Lord. He's guiding you into union with the Lord, union with the Father, to be with him where he is. Where I am, there shall you be also. That's one of the predominant reasons he sent the Holy Spirit, to bring you where he is. But then he comes to where you are. We talked about this the other night. I sit with him at his right hand. He stands with us at our right hand. Now, the way that God stands with us at our right hand is through the person of the Holy Spirit. You sit with him there, and there's a reason why, and we got into that Wednesday. We're not going to get into that today. There's a reason why you need to go to where he is. But also, he comes to where you are. We're at the level now, we want God to be standing with us at our right hand. When he's at your right hand, that means he's in a position of authority in this earth, in this jurisdiction. Amen? Glory to God. Verse 14. Now, you have to understand something. The Holy Spirit said, he shall glorify me. The Lord said this. His number one mission. He has been sent to. He's been sent from the Father to the Lord Jesus. And out of the right hand of God, the Lord sent him to the church. He is under authority. Even though he's the third person of the Godhead, he is under the authority of the head of the church, which is the Lord Jesus. He is operating under authority. God has no problem with authority. They're mutually submitted to one another. And the Holy Spirit, when he's sent by the Lord Jesus. He's under authority to do the Lord's work. He has as much vested interest in your life as you do. You gotta let him come and help you. You gotta get out of his way. Because he is a gentleman. There is no doubt about it. He will let you spend a lifetime out of alignment until you choose to come into alignment. You gotta choose to come into alignment with the Lord and he'll help you. But you can't do his work for him. You're gonna have to find out what is your calling and what is his calling. You can't get in his line of things. It's not your job to shift an atmosphere. But we carry that as preachers, man. We get into an atmosphere and we don't like it. We get all messed up on the inside and we're always doing all these things. It's not our job. That's his job. It's his job to shift that atmosphere. He's the one who'll bring the room into fullness. How you get him to do that? Well, there are different ways. But the way I'm going to talk to you about today is a very effective way to get him into the atmosphere of your life. It'll work for ministry. It'll work for business. It'll work for home. Some of you need to get in your house. Sometimes I walk into somebody's house and I'm like, oh. This lady called me, asked if we would come and pray over her business. And she was having all kinds of problems. And she was trying to get this business off. And I walked, 1 foot into that room. And I'm like, how do you get anything done? Into that business. I mean, the oppression there. There was a spirit there. And immediately the Holy Spirit came upon me. And we just broke that thing. And the liberty just filled the room. You can't function under oppression. You cannot function. The Holy Spirit provides liberty. And you got to get him into the atmosphere of your life for him to do what he does. Amen. He will glorify the Lord. One of the first things he's going to do is going to elevate your relationship with the Lord. When he comes, he's going to glorify Jesus. He's not glorifying himself. That's why you don't worship him, not in this jurisdiction, because he's sent to glorify the Lord right now. That's his mission. You honor him. You thank him. You welcome him. You work with him. He's a co-laborer. He's an authority over us, but he's still under the Lord as well. We work with him. We operate with him. We need to become aware that he's with us. It's one thing to know something, but the manifestation of it is what we need, not just the knowledge of it. I know the Holy Spirit's with me. I know I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. I know he dwells in me. But I need the manifestation of the dwelling. Amen? So he glorified when he comes, he wants to elevate the relationships. There's going to always be NMC and worship. Even here, your spirit will just break out. And thanksgiving and worship, because that's what he does. When he comes in, like you'll be worshiping, all of a sudden there'll be a shift. See, he's come in, and when he shifts, the worship elevates. The reason it does is because that's his job. He comes in and elevates the house. He can elevate your relationship with God. And when he comes in to elevate, everything shifts. Worship becomes easier. The atmosphere becomes easier. We don't have to have that just corporately. We can have that at home as well. Amen. All right. Go to John 14 real quick. What I find about God, any area of your life that you want change, you're going to have to do it with faith. Say faith, but also acknowledgement. Today I want to teach you how to acknowledge. I'm going to show you how to do this today. Amen. And if you'll practice this, you have to practice this. The presence of the Lord will start coming up around you. It'll come into your prayer time. Amen. There are certain things you could do that can shift immediately. When you get him in the presence and atmosphere around your life, things are going to start happening. You're going to get phone calls. People are going to do good things for you. Things are going to open for you. Favor is going to open. You're going to walk out and there's an atmosphere of favor on your life. And where everything was stuck, it's now wide open. People start giving into your bosom. Things just start happening when he's around. There's a reason. The Bible says of Christ's fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The fullness of Christ, the inheritance of Christ. Guess who brings on all down? The Holy Spirit. When his presence is here, he's manifesting. Amen. So, John 14. And I'll pray the Father, verse 16, and he said, he shall give you another comforter, Parakletos. He is your lawyer. He is your helper, advocate, assistant. He's for you. He loves you. He has the hardest job of all. He has to live in all of us. He's got to live in you when you walk out that door. He's got to live in you when you get grouchy. He's got to live in you when you don't want to live for the Lord. When you're disobedient, sidelined, he's got to stay there and wait for you. He doesn't get to come in and interrupt you and say, hey, get it together, pow, pow, pow. He has to wait it out. Have you ever waited on somebody? It's like, when are you going to get it together? When? He has to wait. He doesn't get to override you. You have to yield to him first. Holy Ghost is never going to override you. Even though he has authority, higher authority than you do in this operation, he can't override you. He has to work with you, and you have to let him. He's got a hard job. He says, I'll pray the Father. He'll give you another comfort. He'll what? Now, notice this. Now, these words are really important. What I'm about to tell you is very important, because you cannot practice awareness if you don't understand what the Bible says, because you're going to practice awareness by faith. I'm going to show you how to do that in a minute. But you can't do that if you don't know what the word says, because your awareness does not come by what you feel. It'll shift what you feel. Awareness is going to come by what the word says, because most of the time you're not going to feel him until you start practicing the awareness, and then the feelings start coming in. And when his presence starts coming in, the feelings get overridden, even heaviness, all of that overridden, and all of a sudden he's here. So he said, I'll pray the Father give you another comforter that he will abide with you forever. Say, abide with me forever. That doesn't mean he's with me now when I walk out that door and I blow it and miss it. He's not with me anymore. He's still with you. Say, he's with me. It said, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him, neither know him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you, and he will be in you. He's in us now. So he dwells in us, and he abides with us. Those are two words I want you to get in your vernacular, into your vocabulary. He dwells, and he abides. He dwells, and he abides. He dwells, and he abides. Now that's important. Now you have all the Old Testament, the tabernacle in the Old Testament, with all the imagery you need. So I'm going to get back to awareness here in a minute. The communication of our faith becomes effective by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in us in Christ. But here's what we do when we're praying to God, Father, and you're thinking about something else because you are somewhere else. You're not where he is. You're somewhere else. Sometimes you are thinking about football. So acknowledgement requires two things. This is huge. Words and focus or attention. You cannot acknowledge without giving your attention, or you're going to do what we just did for the benefit of the teaching. I was had my back turned to Anna while I was speaking to her. You can't do that. If the communication, that's what communication, faith communicates. The communication of your faith becomes effective by the acknowledgement, by words and attention. Focus, words, and attention. Now, that's not going to be easy when you haven't learned to do that. Amen? It's not going to be easy when you're unskilled because your mind likes to wander. Your attention span likes to be here, in 5 seconds, be here. You're going to have to practice. Say practice. The easiest way to do this is take the verse that I just read you. The first thing you have to settle when you're wanting to practice the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life, the first thing you have to settle is he hasn't left you. That he's there. Whether you can feel him or not, he's there. You have to settle that before you begin. You want to feel him. Not only you want to feel him, you want to get him in the perimeter of your life. You want to get his atmosphere in you and around you. When you have that, there's nothing greater than the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost around you, because he's bringing the presence of the Lord with him. He's bringing the fullness of Christ with him. He's bringing the glory with him. He's bringing the favor with him. He's bringing the blessings with him. He's bringing all of it with him. And you walk around. How many of you have ever been in the presence of the Lord? And all of a sudden you come out of the presence of the Lord and you're walking around in this world, on this earth. You go to the grocery store and the presence of the Lord's with you. You just feel like $1 million. Because the world system's so contrary to heaven. It feels really good when you're out there with the presence of God on you. It feels good. It feels good when the glory's on you out there. It feels good when the glory's on you in here. It doesn't have to just be in prayer, but you have to learn how to get that presence working in you and around. Say, surround me. Surround me. Part of the inheritance of Benjamin was he'd be your shield. He would cover and shield you all the day long. So all the day long means it wasn't just speaking of the right hand. He'd be with you here. Amen. He shieldeth me. Say, he shieldeth me. Covereth me. So acknowledge. Let's take that verse. Let's take that verse of acknowledgement for a minute, if we could. He says he's going to abide with you and dwell in you. Amen. Now, how do we acknowledge that? Well, the first thing to do is begin the practice of focus. Say focus. What I do, I will actually have or hold something as an object that represents. I have these little grapes that they're actually from the two men were carved out of an olive tree, and they had grapes from the promised land. I hold that. I hold something in my hand, but I sit. There's different type of prayer, but when I sit, I'll put my hands right here. And the reason I'm doing that, I want something that can focus me this way. Amen. Cause you're going to have everything focusing you that way and away from you. I've got to get in. Amen. Cause the acknowledgement of every good thing that's what? In you, in Christ. I got to focus in. So what I'm doing is when I focus on the person of the Holy Spirit, I want to focus on everything that he means to me and who he is to me, but especially the fact that he dwells in me and he abides with me. He abides. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The temple. Say the temple of the Holy Ghost. One thing that'll cut that relationship off more than anything is the sins of one flesh. Fornication or adultery will cut it off. It creates a one flesh agreement and it breaks the union. It'll cut off the presence of the Holy Ghost. One flesh sin, it requires more than just forgiveness. You have to break the union. He says, it's a one flesh that I can't get out. If I get in there, I will never come back. Anyway, it's very detrimental. Sin. It's a different kind of sin than the other sin. Not all sins are alike. Paul described that in 1 Corinthians 6. He says, don't you know you're sinning against your own body now? Because you're joined to the Lord in union. And when you enter into a one flesh sin of fornication or adultery, it breaks union. And what it does, it breaks that relationship. He doesn't leave, but that relationship, you got to break that union, that cord. You got to understand how that works. So as I acknowledge the Holy Spirit, what I do is I want focus here. Amen. And I also want to get focused around here. I want this and this. It's like I draw a circle around me about 3, 4, 5 feet, like a cylinder shaft. I want presence here and I want it here. I want the sense that I'm being clothed in an atmosphere, a cylinder of God, that I'm standing in the middle of it. I want to be aware that he's here and here. And the way I do that is I focus with what the word says, not my feelings. What the word says, you dwelleth in me. I am your temple. My body's your temple, my spirit's your home. Christ in me, you dwelleth here with me. Holy Spirit, you are in me. But when I'm saying that, I'm always speaking words. When you're practicing awareness, do not stop talking. Do you hear me? That's rule number one. Do not stop speaking until the atmosphere shifts. Because if you stop speaking, you're going to stop focusing and you're going to go off over here and you're not going to achieve what you're looking for. Because you have to do it until the atmosphere shifts. What are you looking for? A shift in atmosphere. It's a jurisdictional shift. It's a pretty good message for Sunday morning, isn't it? So as I acknowledge, and I hold my fist here, and I got it right here because I want focus. Because you're going to have to learn focus because your mind's going to pull you out. And you got to focus in. So when I say Holy Spirit, I'm not just speaking it with my words. I'm focused here. Does that make sense? So I say, Holy Spirit, I got my focus here. Just like that thing with Anna a minute ago, that scenario with her, I can't be talking to him with my back turned to him. Amen? You can't speak to somebody with your back turned to them. You have to focus because it's respect. It's disrespectful to say, oh, Holy Spirit, you abideth in me and dwell. And your mind's over here. You're talking with your mouth, but your mind's thinking about football. Or your mind's thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, yesterday, everything. So if I'm acknowledging something in the kingdom, it's invisible, but I have his words that tell me what it is. His words say that he dwelleth in me. The Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he has a lot with him. He has the seven spirits of wisdom with him. There's a lot he brings. He brings presence and power and glory and grace and favor. The first thing we got to do before all that manifests, you got to get a tangible presence around you. Amen? As you get the tangible presence around you, then all that stuff starts manifesting. A lot of people are praying for wisdom. You don't understand. Wisdom is a tangible atmosphere that comes around you. The Holy Spirit brings it. He brings a spirit of glory, spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might. Spirit of knowledge and the what? Fear of the Lord. He brings that with him. So as I acknowledge him, you dwelleth in me. I am your home. Now when I'm saying that, I am focused, acknowledging, you dwelleth in me. You dwelleth, Holy Spirit. You're my comforter. You did not leave me an orphan, Father. You're with me continuously in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You're with me continuously with me. And he says, now he dwelleth and he abideth, what, with you. Now, when I say he dwelleth, I'm focused on here. When I start focusing on abiding, I'm focused that he's abiding around me. You already feel the shift in the atmosphere? When you sense that, that's his presence. Start practicing that. He brings stuff with him. You're not just fellowshipping. When he gets in the atmosphere, now he has jurisdictional authority to do things for you. Because he's in the atmosphere of the earth. He has jurisdictional authority to shift your business. He has jurisdictional authority to fix things for you. Create favor for you. He has jurisdictional authority to show you things. See, because you're shifting out of you into him now. And he is there as the authorized representative of Christ to demonstrate the kingdom. Amen? So as when I'm here, and even when I'm doing this, I'm going to show you this before we close. So you dwelleth with me. You're with me. See, already the atmosphere shift. Now, you don't know this, but I was practicing it during worship this morning when the worship wasn't where it needed to be. And I just said, you're with me. Instead of just stressing out on it, I just started, you're with us. And then I started shifting, Holy Spirit, not only you dwelleth in me, but you're with us. You're with us. You're with me. You abideth around me. You surround me. You're my exceeding great and precious shield. You surround me in the glory. You surround me in the presence. You surround me in the fullness. You surround me in the goodness, in the mercy. You surround me in the blessing. So when I'm doing that, now I'm not here right now, I'm here. Okay? Now, what I meant by this is I'm aware the Holy Spirit is now around my life tangibly. Like, I feel him filling up the room. I feel him tangibly. Catherine Kuhlman got so good at this. During the meeting, she'd walk out of the meeting, and they'd take her through the hotel. They'd take her down through the kitchen. And when they'd take her through the kitchen, everybody who was in the kitchen started falling out. The cooks and everything. Thank God they didn't fall on the stove, but they would just fall out everywhere. Everywhere she'd walk, just be pow, 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 pow. And they were, some of them had their backs turned to her. They didn't know because that presence was so heavy and so thick in there. See, because he not only was in her, but with her. See, as you practice that awareness. Now, let me show you how awareness works. See, now when I'm aware, my mind's right here, my heart's right here, and I'm practicing the awareness of what the Word says. Amen? And I'm practicing that awareness. See, now I want you all, I'm going to show you how awareness works. You can see a lot better than you think you can. There are seer gifts. I'm an awareness person. I see through awareness. And I'll close with this. I see through awareness. You can have seer gifts can actually see something but not be present. Awareness requires you to be present with what you're seeing. Did you hear what I just said? Awareness brings presence like no other thing. Now, I'll show you the best way to do that is close your eyes. Now, I want you, without opening your eyes, to see the walls around you. But I don't want you to see them. I need everyone to be still. I want you to be aware there are walls. With your eyes closed, I want you to be aware of the walls that are around. Can you see there's a wall on your right and a left without opening your eyes? You don't see the wall, but you're aware that it's there. Are you aware of the people in the room? Can you be aware that there's this crazy preacher up here talking to you about awareness? See, you're aware. You're aware of the environment of this room. Your spirit's aware without your eyes ever opening. Now, you've had a preconceived, you can open your eyes now. You've had a preconceived image of this room. So I need an image that I can become aware of. And that's what the Word does. It brings you the image of what you're aware of. Amen? So when I'm aware of the Holy Spirit, I'm just aware of His atmosphere around me. Just like I'm aware of the atmosphere of this room when I close my eyes, I'm aware of His atmosphere that's in me. And with me on my temple, I see the imagery by the glory that was on the tabernacle in the Old Testament. The glory came down and it overshadowed the tabernacle. I sense His glory around my tabernacle. The Bible says you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, so I sense His glory around me. Now, when you get the presence of the Lord around you like that, where you can shift atmospheres, there's benefits because He brings wisdom with Him. He brings breakthrough with Him. He brings favor with Him. He brings blessing with Him. And you start getting the awareness up around you and the presence of the, you get the presence of the Holy Ghost around you. What'll happen, someone will sit around you and they'll go, what is that presence that's on your life? Smith Wigglesworth would sit in he'd get in a train car and people would just start weeping because he carried that presence around with him. The atmospheric presence is the foundations of true and lasting revival. Amen? So as you practice the awareness, when you're first starting, you don't think your mind's going to just sit there in an awareness mode, an acknowledgement mode. It's not. You're going to start, oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're with me in the body. You're not feeling nothing. All of a sudden, your mind's going to start drifting into your day or world events or relationships, something. You're going to drift away. So what I'm teaching you, to start doing this. Start with 5-minute segments because you're going to have to train yourself to focus because it's not, if you're not your nature to focus, even if you don't feel anything, don't get frustrated. Just practice the words, Holy Spirit, you dwelleth in me and you abideth with me. But I'm focusing. I do that for 5 minutes at a time. 5 minutes at a time and keep doing it and do 4 or 5 5-minute segments a day. Just take 5 minutes to practice awareness. Because if you're not trained for awareness and focus, you're going to drift. And when you drift, you're not going to get presence when your mind's drifting. That's not how it works. You have to be in. Amen. When you're in the person and the Holy Spirit's around you, you are submitted inside that bubble. Amen. When you're somewhere else, until you get that jurisdictional transfer, you don't have the authority to put you in that bubble yet. Does that make sense? So as I practice until the shift takes place, amen? And once that shift takes place, I'm there. But you're going to have to train yourself for focus. The words, but the focus is going to be your difficult one. So practice focus, amen? Keep focusing. And what will happen is you'll be doing it, and all of a sudden you'll get that shift. And the presence will come up around you. And you're like, once you do that, that's your first phase, see? Now you're practicing the awareness and presence of the Holy Spirit. And then you'll experience His benefits. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah forever.
We trust you're enjoying today's message. We would like to invite you to partner with us through our convenient online donation feature that enables our ministry to continue offering these life-changing messages free of charge.